This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. It's a great time to be an attorney in North Dakota, especially around the oil fields in the rural parts of the state. The number of civil and criminal cases there have skyrocketed in recent years. There are squabbles over mineral rights and a booming population of young men with money, some of whom are getting in trouble. Young attorneys from across the country see an opportunity. Inside Energy's Emily Guerin reports.
Steve Fisher finished law school in Ohio in 2010, one of the worst years to graduate in recent memory.
I was a little jaded, a little discouraged at the time.
Less than 70% of law school grads who passed the bar in Ohio that year landed a job as an attorney. Fisher finally got a job doing something he never thought he'd do.
Loading crude oil onto rail cars.
Yes, Stephen Fisher, Juris Doctor, was loading crude oil onto trains. He had landed in North Dakota's Bakken oil field, like so many other down-on-their-luck Americans. His coworkers soon found out about his background.
People were coming to me for legal advice.
And that's when the big realization happened.
There was enormous demand for legal services. Why don't I hang my own shingle?
The rural lawyer shortage is not uncommon. What is uncommon is the massive increase in crime and legal disputes in an area without the legal infrastructure to handle it.
The bottom line is there are just not enough attorneys to meet the need.
Attorney Richard LeMay works for Legal Services North Dakota, which serves the low income and elderly.
Ordinarily, we have a lot of people that call us because we're free. Now they're calling us because they can't find representation any other place.
A significant barrier to fixing the shortage is the fact that there aren't a ton of established law firms looking to hire new attorneys. Catherine Rand is the dean of the University of North Dakota Law School.
We need to do a better job of preparing our students for putting together a solo practice.
The school recently started a summer internship to introduce students to the idea of starting up their own shop. States like Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota have similar programs. For Steve Fisher, getting to know a rural place first made a big difference.
I can easily see myself living the rest of my life in North Dakota. I love it here.
In North Dakota, I'm Emily Guerin for Marketplace.